From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky. The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching the city of Aleppo. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura says humanitarian convoys are ready to go.
The UN is ready to go. Those facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas, has not been received.
Special envoy Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva he hopes deliveries can be made to Aleppo on Friday. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said that America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than sticks. Republican Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and Pacific, criticized President Obama for making the decision on lifting sanctions unilaterally. On the eve of a key European Union summit meeting in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU.
Europa befindet sich an einem sehr entscheidenden
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. This is VOA News.